种像一种赛跑。
And in our life is like a race.
那我们希望就说是跑前面啊，不是跑最后。
And we would want to hope to be in the front of the race and not the back.
那为什么有时候在信仰上呢，人会跑在后面呢？
And then, so how come sometimes in our faith we'll be running behind?
啊，很可能是因为啊，我们不了解故宫的比喻吧。
And that may be because we did not understand the parable of the hiring.
我们来看这个马太福音二十章。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 20.
啊，第一节到十六节。
Verses 1-16.
马太福音二十章一到十六节。
Matthew 20 verses 1-16.
因为天国好像家主清早去雇人，啊，进他的葡萄园做工。第二节，和工人讲定一天一钱银子，就打发他们进葡萄园去。第三节
，verse three，
约在已出出去，看见世上还有闲站的人。第四节，就对他们说：“你们也进葡萄园去，所当给的我必给你们。”他们也进去了。第五节
，verse five，
约在五正和生出又出去，也是这样行。第六节
，verse six，
约在有出出去，看见有人站在那里，就问他们说：“你们为什么整天在这里闲站呢？”第七节
，verse seven，
他们说：“因为没有人雇我们。”他说：“你们也进葡萄园去。”第八节
，verse eight，
到了晚上，啊，园主对管事的说：“叫工人都来，给他们工钱，从后来的起，先到先来的为止。”第九节
，verse nine，
约在有出雇的人来了，个人得了一钱银子。第十节
，verse ten，
啊，即至那先雇的来了，他们以为必要多得，谁知也是各得一钱。第十一节
，verse eleven，
他们得了就埋怨家主说。十二节，十二节
，verse twelve，
我们整天劳苦受乐，后来，那然后来的只做了一小时，你竟叫他们和我们一样吗？十三节
，verse thirteen，
家主回答其中的一人说：“朋友，我不亏负你，你与我讲定的啊，不是一钱银子吗？”十四节
，verse fourteen，
拿你的走吧，我给那后来的和给你一样，这是我愿意的。十五节
，verse fifteen，
我的东西难道不可随我的意使用吗？只是我做好人，你就红了眼吗？十六节
，verse sixteen，
这样，那在后的将要在前，啊，在前的将要在后，啊，这个比喻呢，通常我们没有一贯性的来读。
And usually we do not have the habit to read this passage.
In context.
Oh, in context.
啊，其实这个比喻呢，是连接在十九章。从十六节到三十节。
And this, this part of is actually connected to Matthew chapter 19, verse 16.
我们如果看这个马太福音十九章的三十节。
If we look at Matthew 19, verse 30.
然而有许多的在前的将要在后，在后的将要在前。我们把这个经节呢跟这个十六节来比较，其实这两段呢是一起的，一体的。
And these two sections are one.
Hey, 那么在这个马太福音十九章十六节到三十节，啊，是讲到一个财主来见主耶稣，说他该做什么事才会得救。
And in Matthew 19, verse 16 to 30, it is a rich young man who comes to Jesus to ask him how to receive eternal life.
那么因为这个财主没办法啊撇弃一切来跟从主，虽然他看起来在前面，可是在信仰上他跑到最后去了。
And this rich young man, because he's unable to give up his worldly possessions, it may seem that he was in the front of the race, but in fact, he was behind in his the race of his faith.
后来当这个财主走了以后啊，彼得就问主耶稣说：“那我们会得到什么？”
And after this rich young man left, Peter asked him, "What will they receive?"
因为门徒已经撇下一切来跟从主。
And that is because the disciples have already given up everything for Jesus Christ.
那主耶稣就跟他讲三个福气。
And Jesus Christ gave them three blessings.
啊，从二十八节到这个二十九节。
From verse 28 to 29.
啊，所以三十节呢，这说许多在前的将要在后，啊，这可以指着说 有很多人像这个财主、啊、真的很谦卑，也来聚会，有追求永生，可是就是不能舍去一切来跟从主，他们会跑到后面去，在后的。
And so in verse 30, it says that those who are first will be last, and many who are last will be first. And it is like this young rich man who, even though maybe have the right actions and
humility,
but is unable to sacrifice his worldly possessions.
So he's in the back.
So he is behind.
那像门徒这些人呢，他们是故事里面后来出现的人，他们会在前面，因为他们已经撇去一切来跟从主。
And the disciples are like the people at the end who will be able to receive, who are last but will be able to be first.
因为他们撇去一切。
Because they are able to, willing to give up everything.
那二十章第一节、这个是对门徒讲的。
So from verse 1, it is talking to disciples.
因为这时候财主已经走掉了。
Because at this time, the rich young man has already left.
那主耶稣要告诉门徒什么事呢？
And so what did Jesus Christ want to tell the disciples?
在这个比喻里面呢、首先我们要了解一下这个比喻的象征。
And the first thing that we need to understand is the content?
The symbolism.
Oh, the symbolism of this parable.
比如说这葡萄园代表着是神的国，也代表教会。
So this vineyard represents the kingdom of God and also the church.
那这主人代表神。
And so the landowner is God.
那他在不同的时间、啊、去雇人家来。
And at different hours he goes out and hires workers.
就是在不同的时代不同的时间、啊、主耶稣拣选人来到他的国度，在教会里做工。
So at different times, Jesus Christ will have people come into the church to do his work.
那在那时候，这个做工的一天的工资就是一块钱。
And the pay is one denarius.
那么这故事里面呢、啊，有三个主要问题，我们要来思考。
And in this parable, there are three questions that we need to think about.
那我们这样子就了解这个。故事当中的奥秘。
And that is to as a result, we will be able to understand the mystery of this parable.
最主要第一个就是为什么这个主人呢、啊，给每个工人呢、啊、都是一样的工钱。
And the first is why does the landowner give the same amount of pay to all the workers?
其实这个主人是在早上六点、九点、十二点、三点还有五点去找人。
So this landowner actually went out to get people in the morning at 6 a.m., 9 a.m., 11 a.m., and 3 p.m. and 6 p.m. 5 p.m. to hire workers.
那有一些人呢，就做很少，可是他得到一块钱。
So some people may have done little but received one denarius.
那当然就有人就看得很不高兴啊。
And so there are other workers who see this and are unhappy.
那为什么主人会给那做一小时的人一天的工资呢？
So why would the landowner give those who only worked 1 hour a denarius?
就像有一个人做一个小时，他拿到一天的就是150块钱工资。
And it is like a person who works for 1 hour and receives $150.
在十五节里面
，In verse 15.
他提到说，这个主人说他是好个好人。
And
十五节。
In verse 15.
他说他是个好人。
Oh, he says that I am generous.
啊，对。啊，所以因为他是个好人，他很慷慨的，就考虑到说，如果这些人呢、啊，我付他十五块钱的话，那么这一个人可能没办法回去啊，养他的家庭。
And because the landowner is generous, he may think about how if he only paid the workers for the $15 for the hour they worked, then they might not be able to feed their families.
所以这个主人就给他150块。
So instead, the owner gives them $150.
那么今天这跟我们什么教训呢？
So what can this teach us?
其实我们每一个人就像这些工人啊，有一些人呢我们每个人都需要神的赦免。
And every one of us is like these workers, and like we all need the Holy Spirit.
赦免。
Oh, we all need the mercy of God.
比如说，我比较年轻啊，我犯罪犯了50次。
And just say, when I was younger, I sinned 50 times.
那比较年长的可能说，我们就说犯罪500次。
And say those who are more elderly sinned 500 times.
那为了要进天国啊，神就说，那这样子啊，年轻的你我赦免你50次，那年长的呢，我赦免500次。
And so for in order for us to enter into heaven, the Lord has mercy and forgives the young person for their 50 sins and the more elderly person of their 500 sins.
会不会不公平？
Is that unfair?
神也可以说这样子了，我赦免这年轻50次，我也赦免你50次，那450次你自己付，那就进不了天国了。
And because if God only gave forgived each person 50 times, then for the elderly person, they would have 450 sins that are not forgiven and won't be able to enter heaven.
所以这是出于这个主人的慷慨。
So this is out of the owner's
generous.
Oh, generosity.
那么这一块钱呢，也可以象征着这个主人给这个彼得。跟他应许的福气，三个福气。
And this could also be a
The one denarius.
Oh, the one denarius is a blessing that that the Lord Jesus gives.
我们看这个马太福音十九章。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 19.
28-29.
Verse 28-29.
在这里呢，第一个福气啊，就是主人，这个主耶稣说，跟从撇弃。所有的来跟从主耶稣的人，第一呢，他会坐在宝座上，跟主耶稣同来审判以色列十个支派。
And the first blessing that Jesus says to Peter is that those who follow him will be able to sit on 12 thrones judging the 12 tribes of Israel.
这个其实不是指着未来我们要审判神的选民。
And that is not saying that we will judge God's people.
这是指的现在我们这千年王国跟主耶稣一同作王，就是服侍神的意思。
And that is that right now we are able to be able to work for God.
那第二个福气呢？就是在世上呢，我们会得到百倍。
And here and also what we have on earth will be a hundred times.
比如说父母亲啊，弟兄姐妹。
So, for example, our brothers, sisters, father, mother, our children.
第三呢，就是永生。
And the third thing is that we will receive eternal life.
我们想想看，信主五十年的，他说跟主耶稣说，主耶稣，我已经抛弃一切跟从你，我会得到什么？
And for the person who believed in God for 50 years, and when if they say to Jesus, oh, I have given up everything for you, what will I receive?
我们看27节。
Let's look at verse
17. 这是彼得问的问题。
This is the question that Peter asked.
那么答案就是28节和29节。
And the answer is verses 28 and 29.
假设说今天有人受洗信主一天，他撇下一切的跟从主耶稣，问主耶稣说，我撇下一切，我会得什么？
And for a person who believed in God for one day and said to Jesus, I have given up everything, what will I receive?
同样的这三个福气啊。
And they will receive the same three things.
说信主五十年和信主一天的，把主耶稣放第一的，都得这三个福气。
And so for those, whether if a person believes in God for 50 years or for one day, if they're willing to give up everything to believe in him, then God will bless them with these three things.
我们也可以说这是那一块钱一天的工资。
And this can be seen as the one denarius.
做一个小时的和做十二个小时的都得一块钱。
Because for those who work 1 hour and those who work 12 hours receive the same amount.
为什么会这样子？因为这是出于这个主人的怜悯。
And why is this? But because this is the mercy of God.
因为我们每一个人虽然信主长和信主短都需要神的永生。
Because no matter if we believed in God for a long period of time or a short period of time, we all need God.
而且不管信主长和信主短，我们都需要爱。
And no matter how long we believe in God, we still need love.
信主短的人一进来教会，你看还是这么多弟兄姐妹。
And for those who have believed in Christ for a
短很短
short period of time, they come to church and they see that there's still so many brothers and sisters.
如果原教会有一百个弟兄姐妹，他一受洗就有一百个弟兄姐妹了。
Because once they baptize, they will receive 100 brothers and sisters.
那信主五十年的在原教会。 还是有一百个弟兄姐妹啊。
And for those who have believed in God for 50 years, still receive 100 brothers and sisters.
把身放第一的人，他信主50年可以做圣工，那个刚信主的人也可以做圣工啊。
And for the person who believed in God for 50 years can work for God, and that is the same for the person who believed for only one day.
其实这三个福气是我们每天需要的，因为我们人要有事做，要有爱，要有永生。
And this blessing that we receive is so that we can work for the Lord and that we can have love and mercy towards one another.
这个都是一样的。
These are all the same.
因为出于神的怜悯。
And that is through the mercy of God.
第二个问题。
The second question.
这时候就有人埋怨主人说很不公平了。
And that is when one of the workers grumbled against the Lord, saying that it was unfair.
当然，我相信大家可以体验到说这很不公平。
And we can most of us would be able to understand that this is unfair.
比如说，我今天在一个公司里面做事，我已经做了三十年，从三十岁到六十岁。我做三十年了。
And for example, if a person worked in a company for 30 years, starting from the age of 30 to the age of 60.
那么后来有一个人进来啊，他得的福利也跟我一样。
And if a person who was just hired and they received the same benefits as me.
不止这样子，甚至可能工资啊一样，还是这个。工资比我们更高。
Or if they receive the same salary or higher.
我们感觉如何？
How would we feel?
不公平啊，我工作这么久，我这个 seniority 这个分量啊，都比这个人重，为什么他得的跟我一样，还是甚至比我更多呢？
We would feel that this is unfair because we believe that we have seniority over that person and wonder why they would have more or as the same amount as us.
那么我们看主人怎么回答。
But let us look at how the landowner answers.
我们看十三节。
Let's look at verse 13.
家主回答其中的一个人说：“朋友，我不亏负你啊！你与我讲定的不是一钱银子吗？”
Verse 13. But he answered one of them, "Friend, I am not being unfair to you. Didn't you agree to work for denarius?"
而且在第二节，就讲定了，他们之前是讲定的，你做跟我做一整天。
And in verse 2, it says that they agreed that the landowner would pay them one a denarius for the day.
说主人跟这个雇工的人讲说做十二个小时之后，我没有骗你啊，我没有欺诈你啊。
And for the landowner, he told them that, he's telling him that, that he didn't lie to him and that he was paying him for what they were, was agreed upon.
第二个原因，看十四节。
The second reason, let's look at verse 14.
到十五节上半段
to the first part of verse 15
说拿你的走吧我给那后来的和给你一样这是我愿意的十五节上半段
verse
15我的东西难道不可随我的意思用吗所以主人说啊等一下我的钱啊我要多给人这是我的事啊
and,
关你何干
and in the first part of verse 15 the landowner is saying that it is his own money what he can do with it what he wants
我们放个书签在这里
let's put a bookmark here
同样的今天呢我们看神怎么对摩西说
and in the same way let us look at what God tells Moses
罗马书第九章
let's turn to Romans
第九章
verse 9
chapter 9
chapter 9
罗马书第九章十四节
Romans chapter 9 verse 14
到十五节
to 15
罗马书第九章十四节到十五节
Romans chapter 9 verse 14 to 15
这样我们可以说什么呢难道神有什么不公平吗断乎没有十五节
verse 15
因他对摩西说我要怜悯谁就怜悯谁要恩待谁就恩待谁所以从这里经节我们可以看到说这个赦免是神的权利啊，不是神欠我们的。
And here we can see that mercy is what God gives, and it is not something that He owes us.
犯罪是我们，神没有使我们犯罪。
And we are the ones that sin, and it is not that God who makes us sin.
那么，神有权利说我要赦免多少。
And God has the power to say how much He will have mercy on us.
而且神有选择，有权利选择说我要赦免谁。
And he also has the power to say who he wants to forgive.
人没有权利可以说什么。
And as humans, we do not have power to say such things.
可神是很慈爱的。
Because, but God is love.
好，我们翻回来这个马太福音二十章。
Let's turn back to Matthew's chapter 20.
那最后个原因呢？
The last reason.
啊，就是这个主人跟这个做十二小时的人说啊，说在十五节 下半段说，因为我做好人，你就红了眼吗？
And in the last part of verse 15, the question is, or are you envious because I am generous?
主人就跟这个仆人说，其实问题不在我了，问题是在你啊，你看到我做好人啊，你嫉妒。
And the question is not, the problem is not with the owner, but with the worker who is being envious.
我做好人啊，你在嫉妒我。
And because he is being a good person and being generous, then it's because that is why the worker is generous, is envious.
我们今天在教会服侍很多年。
And in the church, we have served God for
a... 我们会不会服侍久一段时间会嫉妒别人呢？
And if we have served God for a long period of time, will we become envious of others?
我们会不会向神埋怨说，神啊，你不公平？
And will we complain to God saying that it is unfair?
那什么样的事情使我们会埋怨神嫉妒别人呢？
And so what are some things that we would complain to God and be envious of others?
从这故事来看啊，这一些人已经嫉妒了别人，埋怨这个主人，都还不知道啊。
And for these people, they didn't know that. Sorry.
这些人呢，这些工人啊，已经嫉妒人，埋怨主人，他们都自己不知道了，
okay.
心都改变，他们
都不知道。And so these people, that they were envious of people and complaining towards God, that they did not even know this.
那么首先呢，人会这样子埋怨神嫉妒人呢，有我想跟给大家四个原因，在我们生活上是有四个原因的。
And there are four reasons that we would become envious of others.
好，请问大家一下，我们从神得到东西，是我们因为我们做得好呢，还是出于神的怜悯？
And when we, and the question I would like to ask is, when we receive a blessing from God, is it because we have done something for Him, or is it because of God's mercy?
很多人有时候服侍久以后会觉得说，我今天会有很好的家庭，我今天会在教会得到神的福气，在事业上得到福气，是因为我信主，我是个守神的道的人。
And for people who have serving for people who may be serving God for a long time may have the may think that they receive they have a good family and a good job and a good status in society, and that is because they themselves are serving the Lord well.
如果我们这样想的话，我们会发觉到我们越服侍呢，心里会越不平衡。
And we'll find that the more that we, if we have this kind of heart, that we'll find that the more we serve, our heart will become
uneven. 比如说，我服侍这么久，你看，竟然一个人呢刚信主，他得到福气比我更大，更赚更多钱。
And we may think, be envious of people who believe in, who recently believe in God and receive greater blessings than we do.
就很不公平啊。
And we would find that this is unfair.
我做的比他多啊。
And because we would think that we did more than the other person.
可是我们要了解，这个是恩典啊，我们得到任何福气都是恩典，不是我们的工作。
And we must come to understand that whatever we receive from God is a blessing, and it is not something that God owes us.
不是神欠我们说，我今天做这些事情，神就是要给我。
And it is not because we did a certain thing for God that He owes us.
好，如果今天有人跟我们说了，你把你的家产，你所有的给我，我给你上亿倍，上亿倍就是 million times over。
Oh, and if a person told us that, oh, if you give me everything that you owned, and I will multiply it by a million.
请问我们会觉得这个是恩典呢，还是我们用我们的钱去换来的，用我们所有的换来的？
Well, we think that this is a blessing, or is it something that we exchange with our possessions?
因为在这个马太福音十九章的二十七节，彼得说，我们舍去一切的，对不对？来跟从你，我们会得到什么？
And in Matthew chapter 19, verse 27, Peter answered him, "We have left everything to follow you. What then will there be for us?"
有些人呢会觉得说，我他们的动机啊，就是说我撇弃一切，我来跟从主。所以我应该得到永生，我应该得到人的爱，我应该得到这种职分。
And people may think that because they have left everything to follow Jesus, that they will receive eternal life, that they will receive the love of man.
那如果是这样子的话, 那永生就可以用赚的咯。
And if it was like this, then eternal life could be bought.
因为我撇弃一切我就可以得到了。
Because if I give up everything that I own, then I would receive eternal life. But that is not so.
这是态度的问题。
That is an attitude issue.
因为爱我们, 他希望给我们更多, 可是神希望 要得到更多啊, 神需要我们这个两手啊, 放弃一切, 才可以拿到更重要的东西, 更宝贵的东西。
And what God wants us to do is not is thus to let go of our worldly possessions so that we can grasp what is more worthwhile.
所以以这个角度来看的话, 其实我是不配神这个福气的, 可是为了得神的福气, 我把这些撇弃, 才能得到。 可不是因为我的工作,
and if we think about it this way, it is not because of our the action of us giving up everything that God has, but rather it is because God has mercy upon us that we are able to receive better.
如果我们这个态度没有改变的话, 我们会做越久越埋怨更多。
And if we do not change this type of attitude, then we will complain more and more towards God.
我服侍这么久，我得到什么？别人跟我得的都是一样啊。
Because if we believe for so long, and we receive the same thing as other people.
我们信主多久还是弟兄姐妹，我们也没有说我升官了。
And because no matter how long we have believed in the Lord, we are all brothers and sisters, and it is not that through the passage of time we gain a certain status.
第二，这些人呢，会嫉妒人。 跟神埋怨，因为他们已经把神给他们恩典当成理所当然的。And
the second thing is that that would make a person be envious of other people and to be complain to God is that they already
take God's grace for granted.
Oh, and they already take God's grace for granted.
这一些工人啊。 他一早上被请到，他已经知道说未来会发生什么事情。
And for the people who were hired early in the morning, they already know what will happen later on in the day.
他们知道说他们会得到工价，他们可以过个舒适的生活。
And they know that they will receive a denarius and be able to live a good life.
可是呢，他没有去想到说那一些人在外面呢，站那么久，他们不知道说未来会发生什么事情。
And however, they did not think about that for the people that are standing outside without work, what will happen to them?
他们一直等待说，糟糕，时间一直过去，我如果我找到工作了，我可能也养不活我家庭了，怎么办？And
for the workers who are standing outside without job, may be thinking that with each hour that is passing, that they might not be able to feed their families.
他们心中是带有恐惧的，他们这样。 他们在那边外面站着，虽然看起来很轻松， 可是心理压力很大。
And so for the people who are standing outside, they are filled with anxiety because there is a known.
今天有时候有些人会说这种话，说啊，那种生病的，对不对？已经很老了，已经生病了，得到癌症了，后来来信主，信主完后受洗得圣灵，后马上过世了，啊，这种最有福气了。
And people may think that for the elderly people who come to believe when they
are old,
when they are old and have and then have cancer and then pass away, they go to heaven. Right?
他们信主,
and they believe and they are baptized, and then when they pass away, they can go to heaven. That is the most.
你看，这些人都不用服侍神啊，他们在世界上享受自由，享受这个要怎么做就怎么做。
And they we may seem that that these people who come to those people the elderly people who come to believe may seem very blessed because they can live their life in the world and then at the end be able to go to heaven.
那我们呢?
However, what about us?
信主做这么久，从小做到老啊。
And then we have.
还不知道会不会得救啊?
And we have to struggle to believe in God from when we're born, and we don't even know if we will go to heaven.
好，可是真的是这样子吗?
However, is this true?
啊，其实这那些人呢，没有像我们这么有福气啊。
However, in actuality, those people may not be as blessed as we are.
他们如果在外面还没到进到教会就死了，他们要下地狱。对我们来讲，我们照说我们死了会进天国。
And for the people who die, if they die before they believe, they will go to hell. But for us, we know that we will enter into heaven.
而且在教会里面，我们有这么多弟兄姐妹，这么多爱。
And in the church, we have so many brothers and sisters and their love.
我们就当成理所当然的，好像是这些人不存在一样。我得到什么
？And we take all of this for granted.
而且我们在教会可以做有意义的事情来服侍神。
And we in our service for God, we can do meaningful things for Him.
可是对于那些没有信主的人，他们做的事情没得到纪念啊。
And however, for those people who have not come to believe.They will not be remembered.
Their work will not be remembered.
They will not be remembered.
所以，我们会不会觉得说，外邦人来信主信的很短，就可以得救了？是不是比我们还有福气？不是的。
And if we think about unbelievers who come to believe, do they have more blessings than we do? That is not the case.
其实我们服侍越久，越喜乐。得到福气更多，为什么？因为我们做很多有意义的事情，我们得到弟兄姐妹的爱。
And the more work that we do for the Lord, the more blessings we receive, and there's love among brothers and sisters.
在我们生活上，我们有平安啊。
And in our life, we have peace.
那么这种也是一种属灵的骄傲，因为我们已经把神的恩典当成理所当然了。
And this is also pride in our faith.Because we treat God's mercy and grace as for granted.
第三,
and the third thing,
人为什么会嫉妒人和埋怨神？因为人起了贪心的心。
So why would man be envious and complain against God? And that is because we have a greed in our hearts.
最简单的例子就是张巴拿巴的例子。
And the best example is Barnabas' chain.
我看那个圣灵报，以前的圣灵报。
And I looked at an old copy of the Holy Spirit monthly.
提到说，巴拿巴其实在有一次的这个中国的全国代表大会里面他没有被选到做主席。
And in one of the national...
China delegate meeting.
Oh, national China delegate delegates meeting. He was not elected to be chairman.
Yeah.
To be chairman.
他觉得这个当巴拿巴，他觉得说，我是早期工人了，我服侍最久。
And for Barnabas, Chang, he must have thought that, oh, I am a worker of God and have been serving the Lord the longest.
我最应该最配得啊，来做主席的。
And I may be the most suitable to be the chairman.
那他没被做主席，后来他就去其他的教会去叫一些人来跟从他，或者到最后离开教会。
And since he was not elected chairman, he went to a different church and to gather people to follow him and left the church.
信主五六十年和信主一天的都同得一样的，在世上都同得一样东西。
And for those person who believed in God for 60 years, and for a person who believed in God for one day, they all received the same blessing on earth.
可是人呢，在这服侍过程当中，因为没有警醒，就起了贪心的心。
Because and if we do not stand strong, then we may have a heart of greed.
我们会觉得说，我服侍这么久，我应该得的比别人更多才对啊。
And we may think that because if we work for a longer period of time, we should receive more.
比如说。我做负责人的时候，我是信主二十年后才做负责人的。
For example, I may if I become a church council member after 20 years of being a member.
那为什么有一个人可以做了信主五年就可以做负责人
？Then why is it that a person can come to be a council member who has only believed for 5 years?
他不配啊。
He is not worthy.
我比他更好啊。
I am better than him.
甚至有人会说，我信主这么多年了，为什么我没有做负责人？甚至这个人还可以做传道。
And people may think that why is it that I have believed in God for so long, but I've never been a council member, but yet this person can come to become a pastor.
所以人有时候用一些角度来看，说 不配啊，我比他更好啊，因为我信主更久。
And we may think that other people may not be suitable or worthy because we are better and we believe in God longer.
那有时候在这个信仰上做圣工上，觉得说我服侍越久，好像在爬楼梯啊，我应该得到更高的职分。
And we may also think that in serving the Lord, it is like climbing a staircase, and we're receiving higher and higher, higher status.
可是这样是错误的，这样子会使我们到最后面在信仰上堕落了，跑在后面。
And that is a wrong concept. And if we continue to think this way, it will make us so that we will become last.
就像
张
巴拿巴，他到最后。跑在后，在信仰上跑在后面了，得救都是个问题。
It is like Barnabas Chang, who at the end ended up in the last of this race.
那么圣经上也记载，像可拉胆事件，也是一种贪心、骄傲。Quran rebellion.
Oh, and it records the Quran rebellion.
他们本来是在圣所服侍神的。
And they were in a
temple.
Temple serving the Lord.
可是呢，他们造反。这个摩西就问他说：“难道神给你这个职分不够？难道你现在要得这个祭司的职分吗？”
And Moses asked them, "Why are you rebelling? Is it because didn't God give you the status of being a priest? Oh, of being?"
摩西跟他们讲说：“你们可以服侍神，这个恩典还不够吗？难道你现在要得祭司的职分吗？”
And Moses said to them, "Is it wrong that it is not enough for you to serve the Lord, but you are now asking to become priests?"
所以有时候人会像可拉胆那种一样，我要更多，我要更高。
And people may have the same heart as
Kara,
who wants more and more.
那最后呢？有一个另外一个原因，人为什么会在信仰上跑最后啊？是因为他们在做圣工上啊，其实没有学习到神的神性，主耶稣的神性。
And the last reason that a person who will be first will be last is that they do not understand the God.
Did not learn Jesus' divine nature.
Oh, Jesus' this divine nature. No.
讲个例子，讲个，我们想想看，我们为什么要做圣工
？And so let us think about why we serve the Lord.
我们做圣工，有些人是说为了福气，还有一些其他原因。
And some people do it for the blessings they will receive.
可是你有没有想过，神为什么要我们做圣工
？And have you ever thought about why does God want us to do holy work?
是不是为了要给我们这个天国的赏赐吗？
Is it because he wants us to give us the blessings from heaven?
可是以神角度来看，神为什么要我们做圣工？最主要是神要我们学习主耶稣的个性、神性。
And the most important reason why God wants us to do holy work is to come to understand His divine nature.
这些人坐在这个葡萄园坐十二个小时，他们最有机会来认识这个主人。
And for the workers who worked in the vineyard for 12 hours, they have the longest opportunity to come to understand the nature of their landowner.
可是他们没有，你看服侍到最后呢，他们还是很自我、很自私的。
However, they didn't, and you can tell that at the end they were very greedy.
主人这么慷慨，可是他们还是心中很狭窄。哎，为什么这个人得比我更多？不公平。
And they thought that how come that the person received so much money compared to us?
可是主人这么慷慨。
And why is he because even though the Lord the landowner is so generous?
不是，主人就很慷慨了。这个仆人呢，没有学习主人那种慷慨的心。
Oh, and because they did not have the kind of generous heart as the landowner.
那其实这些人如果真的认识主人的话，他会说为主人高兴啊，我真的为这些人高兴啊，主人这么慷慨给这些人一块钱，他们可以好过活。
And if they do, and they did understand the nature of the landowner, then they would be understand that the landowner is a generous man and be willing to and be happy for the work and workers who came in later.
同样的，我们在做圣工，我们常常就是在学习主的样式。
And many times when we're doing holy work, it is to learn the nature of God.
什么叫做圣工？
And what is holy work?
我就讲个例子好了。
For example,
如果在教会做圣工，我是用流氓的态度，用小人的手段，请问这是圣工吗？
And if I did holy work with a
gangster style,
would that be good?
Is that holy work?
Oh, is that holy work?
还是我讲的道不是神的道，我是讲人的道，请问这个是圣工吗？
Or if I spoke the word of man, or instead of the word of God, would that be holy work?
不是。
No.
可是呢，如果我在外面工作，可是我是为神做，而且是真真实实的在做，那是不是圣工？
And if we worked out in the world and we did it with God in mind, would that be holy work?
是的。
Yes.
按神的旨意去做任何工作就是圣工。
So, with God's will, then any work that we do would be holy work.
所以这个圣工不是在乎说这个名号是在哪里做，而是我们在做什么，用神的用什么的标准来做。
And it is not where we do the work, but rather our heart and our attitudes towards the work we are given.
所以做圣工，我们会常常学习到神的方法、神的作为、神的个性，这些都会学习到啊。
And if in doing holy work, we'll be able to understand the nature of God and yeah.
那我按照神的旨意去做，这才有奖赏。
And if we do it according to God's will, then we will be fruitful.
才有 reward.
Oh, then we will be rewarded.
那如果没按照神的旨意去做的话，做这么才做很多，还是没有奖赏啊。
And however, if we did not do his work according to his will, then we will not be rewarded.
所以真的在做圣工，绝对会学习神的样式，主耶稣的样式。
And so, when we're doing holy work, we really will be able to come to understand the divine nature of Jesus Christ.
那如果学习到主的样式，我们不会去嫉妒人啊，或者更是埋怨的。
And if we come to understand the nature of Jesus Christ, then we would not be envious of other people or complain to God.
那如果我们用这些态度来服侍神的话，正确的态度来服侍神，我们觉得说服侍越久越喜乐。
And if you use a correct attitude and heart to serve the Lord, then we will find that the longer we serve Him, that it will become even better.
More joyful, yeah.
I will be more joyful.
可是用错误的态度呢，我们越服侍越觉得不公平。为什么这些人服侍这么短，可是他得的属世属灵福气都比我还多呢？
And if we have the wrong attitude, then it would be very difficult for us, and we would feel that it was unfair.
所以我们看马太福音20章的16节。
Let us look at Matthew chapter 20, verse 19, verse 16.
啊，这样那在后的将要在前。这什么意思？
And so what does it mean? So the last will be first.
这在后的就是那个做一个小时的人啊，他们将会跑在前面，这个信仰道路的赛跑的前面。
And it is that those who only worked 1 hour will be able to run in the first place.
那在前的将要在后是指的那个做12个小时的，他们将要在后面了。
And that is so,
信仰上的路途上后面。
And for the people who worked since 6 a.m., they will be last in the race.
所以换句话说，主耶稣讲这个比喻是告诉这些使徒们，这些彼得还有这些门徒们。
So when Jesus told this parable to his disciples,
是要告诉要警惕他们说，你们就像这个6点钟被请的人。
And to warn them that they are like these men who have been hired at 6 a.m. in the morning.
因为没有人做事会比这些使徒更久，因为他们一开始就跟从主耶稣了。
Because no one else will work as long as the disciples do since they have been with Jesus Christ since the beginning.
可是主耶稣要告诉他们说，要有这种正确的观念，否则他们到最后服侍到最后呢，是在最后面的。
And so Jesus Christ wants them to have the correct and right heart when doing holy work so that they will not become last.
那这也告诉我们，这比喻告诉我们，我们在服事当中啊，我们真的要有那种 谦卑的心，真正的爱心。
And so in this parable tells us that in our holy work towards for God, we must have a humble heart and a heart of love.
所以我们今天回答三个问题。
And so today we answered three questions.
为什么主人给每一个工人都是 一样的价钱？
And the first is why did the landowner pay each worker the same amount?
第二，主人是怎么回答那些对他埋怨的人？
And how did the Lord answer the workers who complained?
第三，
The third.
我们在我们生活上，为什么这些人呢，会嫉妒别人？
And third is, why would these workers be envious of others?
我们提到有四个重点。第一个重点是说，这些人在工作的时候，他们以为是以工资来看待，而不是以恩典来看待。
And the first is that they look at as the work and not the blessing.
They treat the work as wage, not as a blessing.
Yeah.
那第二呢？他们把神的恩典当成理所当然。
And the second is that they take God's grace and mercy for granted.
第三呢，他们起了贪心的心。
And the third is that they had a greedy heart.
超越了圣经了，超越他跟主人约定好的事情。
And that wanted more than what was agreed upon.
最后呢，就是他们在工作当中没有真的在学习认识这个主人，而是还是这么自私。
But and the fourth is that they did not in their work seek to know understand the nature of the owner, but were focused only on themselves.
那最后有一句话，在这个马太福音二十章的十六节最后一段说，因为被招的人多，选上的人少。
Oh, and in chapter 20, verse 16, it says that
many who are called, but few are chosen. Do you have it?
Uh-uh.
Oh, 在有些版本有提到说被招的人多被选上人少。Many who are called, but few are chosen.
And in some versions of that chapter verse 16, it says that many are called, but few are chosen.
那被选上的人就是那些跑第一名的人。
And those who are called are those who are chosen are those who are first.
那被招的人都很多，就是从早上六点钟到下午五点钟，这全部被招，可是只有少数的被选上。
And many are called because from 6 a.m. to 5 p.m. there are many workers who are called.
那么，如果人被招没被选上，结果是怎么样呢？
So what happens if a person is called but is not chosen?
我们看马太福音二十二章。
Let's turn Matthew 22.
马太福音二十二章十到十四节，这里讲主耶稣讲一个婚宴的比喻。
From verse 10 to 14, it talks about the wedding banquet.
那十四节，我们看十三节和十四节。
Let's look at verse 13 and verse 14.
于是王对使唤的人说，捆起他的手脚来，把他丢在外边的黑暗里，在那边必要哀哭切齿的。十四节。
Verse 14.
因为被招的人多，选上的人少。所以这一个人虽然被邀请到婚宴里面去，可是他没有被选上。
So even though this person was invited to the wedding banquet, but he was not chosen.
那没被选上的话，就被丢到黑暗里面去咬牙切齿了。
And because he was not chosen, he was thrown outside in the darkness where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth.
那是因为他没有穿上这个礼衣这个主人给他的袍子。
And that is because he did not wear the wedding robe.
Yeah, 好。所以这告诉我们说我们在信仰上，我们要跑第一，我们才会被选上。
And that is so that we must know that just because we must be first to be chosen.
我们一同唱赞美诗415首。
Let's sing hymn 415.